Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Hey, still nothing to report from the Lions for people just flipping their radios on. It's trade deadline day. There was perhaps a little bit of a tell from Dan Campbell this morning because he was asked about offensive linemen and he answered it. He went so far as to say anybody that could help them up front, which is not saying we're good, which is exactly what he said when the topic of an edge rusher came up earlier in the year. So just thought we'd start to connect some dots there. I suspect that they probably already have a deal in place, to be honest with you, and have agreed to terms. And they're just waiting for the other team is waiting to make sure that they don't get any better offers. I'm not reporting it. That's what my gut is telling me, Gator. With that said, we'll pass along any breaking news. Now, there's a question of Scooble. Steve Phillips, MLB Network, brought up Scooble in a trade offseason trade proposal. And, first of all, I'm starting to believe that he indeed will get traded. I think that we connected some dots last week with the pending work stoppage that's out there looming. You've got, which is a year away. If Scooble doesn't sign a new contract, he runs the risk of A, not getting paid for a while. Who knows how long work stoppages can last? Typically, they won't last for more than a few weeks, months. They don't generally take away seasons, but maybe more of his concern is cost certainty measures being put in place at the far side of a CBA. So his money cannon contract might not be as big. So I think Scott Boras wants to get a deal done. I think his client wants to get a deal done this offseason. And my guess is any offer Detroit makes, he's just going to run to Boston or New York and say they'll offer more, in which case the Tigers would be compelled to trade him. Do you agree with this conclusion?
I think it's quite possible he gets traded, but I think if the offer isn't there that the Tigers like, then I don't think the Tigers have any problem beginning the season and going with Tarek Skubal. And then if they have to trade him at the trade deadline, okay. But at the same time, They're trying to win a World Series, and the best route for them to win a World Series next year is with Tarek Skubal. So I'm not thinking that for sure this is something that they're going to move him. I think that it's absolutely something they have to consider, because they'll know pretty much for certain. They'll know if they have to, if they're going to lose him for nothing. If he's hell-bent on getting a free agency, they'll know. So that shouldn't be a problem.
All right, so here is Steve Phillips on MLB Network with his Scooble trade proposal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. So the two pitchers are Brandon Sproat and Jonah Tong. The last I saw, both highly regarded prospects, top five prospects in the Mets organization.
Yes, they are four. Tong is four, Sproat is five, and I believe Tong is in the top 100.
Okay. The position players were Luis Angel Acuna and Brett Beatty, both infielders, and both at the major league. They're both at the major league level, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And both relatively young. Beatty has some power.
Yeah, Beatty played 130 games for them. Acuna played 95. So Beatty is the intriguing one to me. 18 homers last year, hit .254, 748 OPS. There's some interest there.
Beatty a couple years ago was the Mets' number two ranked prospect in the organization as a third baseman outfielder, for what it's worth. Back in 2023.
He's a left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
6'3", so decent frame, but he's left another left-handed bat. I'm not sure that's what they're into. But I think that and Acuna didn't do much at all this past season. In the minors, he's been a guy that has played decently in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
Speedy guy, little guy. But I don't. This trade doesn't wow me at all.
Doesn't it?
No, I get getting the two pitching prospects, and Tong is very highly regarded. Sproat, if you look at what he's done in the minors, been okay.
Both of them are, their ETA at the major league level is now.
Yeah, because they both played for the Mets a little bit this year. They both pitched a little bit this year, and neither did anything special with them. But Tong had a really good year in the minors. So that's the prize. But if that's the prize, I'm giving up Tarek Skubal for that. And even in that, it's still unproven because it's not like he hit the ground running.
A year of Tarek Skubal, yes.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm not jazzed about this trade offer.
Aren't you?
No, not at all.
We made one up with the Yankees. You like that one better?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, the problem is we're...
Yeah, the Yankees aren't going to do it.
No, I would say probably. No, I mean, they may.
Look, if you're the Tigers and the Mets come calling, the number one thing you're going to ask for is Nolan McClain. And I can understand why the Mets are like, it's not happening. Nolan McClain's their number one prospect. He pitched with them last year, and he was awfully good in the limited starts that he had, but he was awfully good. And they want to build around Nolan McClain, and adding Skubal would do that.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah, as when we talked about a Mets trade a couple of weeks ago, it was with that Mets podcast where all those guys were like, Tarek Skubal's going to be a Met. And yeah, they were like, anybody.
Tarp down while those guys were talking.
They were like, anybody but Nolan McClain. And I'm like, no. No. You don't get to dictate the terms. Nolan McClain. Would you rather have Skubal or McClain? You'd rather have Skubal. Now, would you rather have McClain in 10 years? Maybe. 5 years? Whatever. But Skubal, you know, you don't get him for free.
Now, the one thing that the Tigers desperately need is starting pitching. At least in terms of the minors, they have nothing in the minors starting pitching wise that I think you would look at their prospects and be like, oh, there's nothing really there to brag about in comparison to what they have offensively with guys like Max Clark and McGonigal and Max Anderson and Bryce Rainer and Briseño and all these guys. They've got hitters. What they don't have are pitchers. So would this help to replenish that by getting Tong and Sproat in return? Yeah, except these guys are ready to pitch in the majors, which is a good thing. But it's uncertain because neither one of them has a big track record of being great in the majors. One of them has a track record of being great in the minors. The other one, not so much. So to me, I'm a pass on this one. I'll take my chances with Tarek Skubal to try to win a World Series as opposed to make this trade because I'm afraid I'm going to lose him for nothing.
Fair enough. All right.
That's me.
Coming up next hour, more trade deadline stuff. Talk a little college football. Jared Goff. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. All right. We have breaking news. ESPN, Adam Schefter, the first to report that the Colts are trading two first-round picks to the New York Jets for cornerback Sauce Gardner. Big move in the NFL. We'll talk about the ramifications of that. Things starting to percolate in the league. Are our Lions up next? It is Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.